Navigable streams and rivers in South Dakota used for kayaking, canoeing, and snowmobiling are considered public highways. But landowners with livestock often put fences across the water. The fences can pose major safety hazards to those paddling downstream. To allow access through fenced-off portions of streams, a law going into effect July 1st compiles a list of streams requiring gates. South Dakota Public Broadcasting's Aaron Myros reports.
Mark Rath is with the South Dakota Department of Environment and Natural Resources. He says under the new law, the list of streams that requires fences to have gates is codified, meaning landowners don't have the option of petitioning against allowing access through waterways.
In the existing statutes prior to this current change, the landowners had the option to petition the chief engineer on a couple of different things. One of them was whether the stream was could be deemed non-navigable, so then it would not be on the list. And the other issue would be whether there wasn't enough usage that justified that they had to have gates in it, so they could be removed from the list of requiring them to have gates.
The streams requiring gates must be barked with reflective material, and gates must allow for easy passage. Corey Diedrich is a kayaker who regularly paddles on the Big Sioux. He says unmarked fences can create hazardous situations for recreational users.
Sometimes along this river, people will fence across it so that their livestock can cross back and forth without going off their property. So those fences can be very dangerous. Some are electrics, many of them are barbed wire. Oftentimes you can't see a silver or gray wire until you're onto it.
Diedrich says he never encourages kayakers to clip fences. Instead, he says paddlers and landowners should work together to meet recreational and livestock needs. Some of the streams requiring gates include portions of the Big Sioux, Turtle Creek, and the Vermilion and Cheyenne Rivers. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Erin Myros in Sioux Falls.